Chapter 29. Rex. I am told I can stop working for 2 hours. I am told I have an appointment. What has happened that Ruiz Blent knows this? I cannot think how it has been arranged. My employer himself does not speak to me. Only the secretary does. I am not offended. He seems to treat most humans the same way. It is a walk of 2 streets to reach the coordinates Honey has sent me. I remember to keep my papers on me. I am photographed 109 times by wide-eyed humans. I am stopped 7 times by nervous police with guns. Some of them have guns drawn. One waves the muzzle in my face. My headwear and my instincts are telling me, enemy. I override both, even though I can smell on some of them that it is halfway true. They do not want me here. Each time I show my papers to the police, a crowd gathers with their camera phones and watches and glasses and implants. Many are curious, many others are fearful, but they act as if my standing before the guns of the police is like me being on a chain. I think, if I was a bad dog, none of you could stop me. Then I think, does that make them right to treat me like an enemy? What keeps me from hurting them but my own sense of good and bad, which I know not to trust, or my own understanding of the long-term consequences of my actions? I would suffer. Other bioforms would suffer. Possibly all bioforms would suffer, because that is another new word I know. Sufferance. We are here on sufferance. All we have won can be taken back. It is like Honey said, there are many humans and few of us. It does not matter that all of us are strong. The place I am going is called Cornell Tech. It is on another island. I do not know why Honey is there, but it is a science place. Perhaps I will find her in a cage. Perhaps I will have to rescue her. That will be a bad dog thing, but I will still have to do it. I am expected. Back when I was fighting, that was a bad thing. Here, surrounded by humans, it is a good one. A young human leads me inside the building. The doors are big enough that I do not have to stoop. Inside, everything is clean and new and smells of chemicals. Honey is there. Honey is wearing long, black clothing that goes almost to the floor. She has a red scarf about her neck. She has a red flower pinned to her front that is not a real flower. On the false flower is a false bee made of metal. She is standing more like a human than she used to, and humans move around her, well within range of her claws. They still keep a little distance, but it is not a safe distance. They have become used to her. Rex, she tells me with her voice, over here, as though I might have missed her in the crowd. She is still a bear. The top of her head brushes the ceiling. I head over, keeping to 2 legs, and the humans here are not as frightened as the humans outside. They are curious, yes. They look as I go by, but they are used to bioforms. Thank you for coming, Rex. I admire Honey's voice again. The voice she gifted me with is nice. Her voice is better. Or perhaps it is how she can use it. There are little lenses propped up on her nose in metal frames. They are far too close together for her eyes. My channel. I don't understand. What are you doing here? Honey's channel. Let's get somewhere more comfortable, Rex, and I'll explain. And as she transmits, so swift and efficient, Honey's polite voice is telling me, why don't you come through to my office? Honey's office is near the main doors, and I think this is because much of the building would be too difficult for her to navigate, and she is too heavy for the elevators. I can see how some paths through this complex structure have been widened and reinforced, paths leading from her lair to certain other places the humans want her to go. Is this her cage? I ask her. Honey's channel. My ivory tower, from which I let down my hair. I do not understand her. I think she is playing games with herself, not meant for me. Her office is a large room. My database is suggesting it was two before they took out a wall. The sign on the door says, Dr. Medici, which I think is a honey joke. Inside, there is a desk and a solid bench behind it. There are pictures on the walls, the same sort of random human art pictures I saw at Ruiz Blent's hotel earlier today. There are blinds, which she brings down with a remote command from her headwear until we are cut off from the outside world. With a great sigh, Honey lowers herself down to the floor, ignoring the bench. She hooks the black cloth aside with her claws and scratches. She has become a bear again, the pretend humanity put aside. Honey's channel. You can't imagine the back pain I get from standing like that all the time. My channel. Why do it? Honey's channel. Because it can be a fine line between being seen as a beast or as a human. Sometimes it comes down to posture. My channel, you are not a beast or a human. Honey snorts and flips a compartment on the desk. Food is there. Cold meat, nuts, fruit. The smell has been with me since I came into the room. Better than the bad food at the pound. I waste no time filling my jaws. Honey's channel, what I am is academic staff. They expect a certain standard of conduct here at Cornell, such as being able to stand upright and walk on two legs. My channel, I don't understand. How are you staff? Honey's channel, I was in touch with their bioengineering department back during the fighting, amongst other places. They didn't know who I was, but I had impressed them with my understanding. I told them I was self-taught. They didn't quite understand how much I meant it. She moves her head left and right, stretching her neck and back muscles. Nothing human in the movement at all. When you won our legal status, I came out of the woods, so to speak. I presented a thesis or two and offered my services. It was, if I say, publicity stunt, you'll know what I mean, won't you? I am flattered that she cares about my understanding and nod. Honey's channel. But I can hold my own with any of them. In fact, I'm having to hold myself back. I don't want to intimidate them. American academia has had to assimilate various new demographics in the last century, but they're still a little wary of bears. This is beside the point, as far as I'm concerned. I think about the pound and the other dogs, and just how hard it is to deal with humans, day to day, with all their pointless complexities. My channel, how is it you can do this? Honey's channel. Because I am a defective model. I am over-engineered. It was not intended by our creators, Rex. They thought they could scale up from canine to ursine without any great modifications, just making use of the greater size and strength. I have a very complex brain, Rex. Did you know elephants have bigger brains than humans, and yet they are not more clever than humans because the component pieces of their brains are bigger, too? Humans have more pieces, and so they are more clever. I have more pieces still, and I have access to a variety of artificial cognitive aids that further expand my cerebral capabilities. I am quite something, Rex. Though I say so myself. And she is plucking entries from my database, or writing new ones so that I know what she means. And that is another reason why I wear silly clothes, and I make myself a little clumsy when I am around humans, and I have little glasses on. I want them to see me as a dancing bear to laugh at, just a little, because I am not ready for them to take me really seriously, and they are not ready either. I ask her if she can upgrade me so that I could think as well as her. Honey's channel. There may be some potential, but your model is relatively factory standard, and besides, you sell yourself short. You don't need to be what I am. You are a leader, Rex. My channel. Not anymore. Honey's channel. I keep an eye on the pound where I can. You are a leader. You are doing well. I should just nod and agree. I know that to complain would make me a bad dog, but who else can I ever talk to about this except Honey? I tell her, but there is no point to it. It is just day after day. The humans hate us and fear us, and we do stupid work for tiny reward, and none of us are happy. Honey's channel. The humans are dealing with change. They have had the planet to themselves for a long time. Now they share it with us. You persuaded them not to destroy us once. You showed them we were something like themselves. My channel. I didn't know that was what I was doing. The thought of the court and how bad it made me feel has me hunching my shoulders and ducking my head. Honey's channel. It doesn't matter. And the longer you and the others live amongst humans, the more used to us they shall become. And they will always fear a little, and some of them will always hate. But there is a future now that was not possible before. It is the duty of you and I and all of us who can help to make that future happen. Do you know that there are 17 facilities worldwide working on new bioform designs? I did not. Honey reads my surprise. Honey's channel. Because we are here, we are a fact. Yes, many humans try to deny us. The humans with something to lose, or who see the new always as a bad thing. But those who can stretch their minds are wondering just what they might gift the world with. Even those models already built, like you and I, are good for so much more than fighting. And when the edge of their fear is blunted, they will see that. The government is already looking at laws that will give bioform manufacturers a contract with their creations, since we cannot be owned for a fixed time after creation. I am not won by her enthusiasm. Is that any better than being owned? But she is not swayed by my unhappiness. Yes, yes, it is. For at the end of such work, the bioforms will be free, and they will have wealth, and, most importantly, they will have a place in the world. I am trying to be happy with her, but it all seems so far away, and so much just in her head. Is this the future that Honey is talking of, or is it just Honey dreaming? To me, the lack of point in my life still stands above me, keeping me in its shadow. Life was so much simpler before. I am not Honey, who was made a genius by mistake. I am just Rex. I am leader, but I cannot see which way to go. Honey's channel. Rex, it's all right. I chew meat and look at her. I am glad you are happy. Honey's channel. I will make you happy. I have someone for you to meet. My channel. One of your humans? Honey's channel. An old friend. She sends some commands to her office comm suite. A new channel opens into our conversation. For a moment, there is just that, my knowledge of the connection, but no additional data. Then, B's channel. Integrity, 45 over 120 comms. Online. Hello, Rex. Hello, hello. I interrogate the channel. I doubt. I do not understand. B's channel. Image of clean white room under artificial light. Complex maths describing swarm dynamics. My channel to honey, omitting bees. Explain. Bees fell below cognitive tolerances and ceased. And I am out of words. Something is inside me, building up. Honey's channel. Ceased to be? Another honey joke. I decide I am not fond of them. Honey continues. I was able to upload a kernel image of B's mine through the Retorna satellite link. It was not complete. Much is lost. But it is B's. I have grown her a new swarm here and configured it for download. She is restoring herself. B's. Picture of dead bird. Animation. Dead bird's wings clipped out and replaced in motion. Dead bird rises, departs with jerky flapping motions. I know that it is bees, and part at least. It is our bees. I ask about Dragon, but Dragon was not a creature like bees. Dragon was like us, and when he died, he died. Honey's channel. But the next generation, they may not be so limited. Dispersed intelligence is a reality. Bees proves it. Again, the humans who made us did not know how good their work was. They were too focused on making creatures to kill for them. My channel. Bees, what do you mean 45 over 120? Bees channel. Thrown off the artificial limits of integrity. Current potential growth at +20% and climbing. Sky is the limit. Smash the system. Honey's channel. Bees is still adjusting to her new life. Like all of us, she is working hard on exceeding parameters. My channel. Not like me. Honey's channel. If only you could see yourself through my eyes, Rex. You do not realize how much you have changed since you stepped off the factory line.